We are on Daf, Pei Beis, Amid Beis. Let us again start from, it's around 10 lines from the top. Asara Dvorim Nemru B'Yerushalayim. There were 10 halachas that were said in Yerushalayim. Ein Habayis Cholot Bo. Habayis that is sold in Yerushalayim, even though Yerushalayim is Mukiv Choyme. And the din is by Mukav Chayme, if the Meichel was not Goyal the Bayis in the first year, so it's Cholot to the Lekeach. But in Yerushalayim, it's not like that. Ein Abayis Cholot Bo, Kedin Bo Teyari Chayme, Elagula Tiyeloi, Emir Tzaligo. If the Meichel wants to be Goyal the Bayis after a year, he can be Goyal after a year. Bimiyakiya Yoivu, so that's one way that it's not similar to Bote Erichayme, that is a schus geula from the Moicha after year. And number two, Vim Yagia Yoivul, Yaitse Bi Yoivul Ke Bote Erichatzeirim. It is just like the Bote Erichatzeirim that don't have a chayme around them, that they're chayza lebailim bi yoivul. See, it's also chayza lebailim bi yoivul. It's chayza to the Moicha and yoivul. Number two, Ve'eina Mevia Egla Rufe, will not bring an egla rufe if a mace, a cholol, is found korev to Yerushalayim. So the anshi Yerushalayim do not have to bring an egla rufe. Vein anasis ira nidachas, even though Rachman and Etzlon, the ear was nidach, they were there by the Zohar, it doesn't become an ira nidachas. Ve'eino metama v'negoyim, if you have a bias in Yerushalayim, and this bias has a nega in it. There's no tumas nigei batim in Yerushalayim. Beim meitziim bo zizin ugzus terois. A house in Yerushalayim is not permitted that there should be protrusions, there should be balconies in the house. Beim oisin bo ashposais. You don't make a garbage dump in Yerushalayim. Beim oisin bo kivshoines. You don't make Kivshon was a tremendous mokim where they made tzid. You're not allowed to make this in Yerushalayim. Ben oisim bo ganois u pardeses. You don't make gardens and orchards. Chutz mi ganois v'rodim. There was one garden that was permitted to exist in Yerushalayim. Shahoyu mimois neviyim arishayim. Ben megadlim bo talnegoylim. And in Yerushalayim, one is not permitted to megadol tal negoylim, bein melinim bo asameis. Now let us see the rest of the Rashi's. So Rashi, zizin koireis yoitzim min hakesolim. These are beams that jut out from the walls. Gezus terois, al penei, aliyah mibachutz, are types of balconies and galleries. Kivshoines, misrofeis, sid, likdeireis. Ginais Varodim gardens, rose gardens, it was in Kashma, Vihiais Etzricha Lekteiris. That which grew in this garden was used for the Kteiris, and they didn't use roses for the Kteiris, they used Vahaina Kippas Hayardim, which is one mandayoma that says that this was also necessary to put into Kteiris, Kippas Hayardim Kolshu. So how does Ginais Varodim come in Hashem, Sheder Chavered Lagadlos Fas Hayardim? And this, it seems, this Kippas HaYardin also grew on the shores of the Yardin. That's what's called Kippas HaYardin. Ein melinin bo'as ha-meis, meis bo'odom bo'isei ha-yayin. If a person died in that day, kaivrin o'isei miyad, he's buried, by the way, there's an isar halonas ha-meis, even though by all other meisim, l'kvaidoi, one is permitted to be melin the meis, but in Yerushalayim, he should be buried right away. Now the Gemara is going to start explaining the reasons of these halachas. Zok the Gemara, Ein habayis cholot bo, d'chsiv v'kom habayis, ashaloi choyme latzmisus, lakayna oisoi l'dereisov. By boteri choyme it says, that the bayis will belong to the kaina oisai the Deiraisa, will never go back in Yovel. Ukasova loinis chalko Yerushalayim lishvotim. This town the holds loinis chalko Yerushalayim lishvotim. Now, Rashi in Elchin says, Pshatan Daraya, Lakoina Oisoi, it's by Boti Erechoime, it says it belongs to the Koine. Uman Komaknilei, in Yerushalayim, who is Makne him the house that he should be considered the Koine? So why isn't there a Makne? So the Gemara says, Ukasava, Ukasava Yerushalayim loinis chalko lishvot, which Poshet means, Poshet means as follows, that Ganz Eretz Yisrael was neschalik lishvotim, Shevet Reuven, Shevet Shimon. Yerushalayim belongs to Ganz Klal Yisrael. There's no such thing as a bailam belongs to a certain Shevet, le neschalko Yerushalayim lishvotim. And therefore the halacha is that when Yidin wa'oila regel by Yontev, when Yidin wa'oila regel, they didn't have to, they weren't allowed to rent out the diris. What's that? You're lending out the dira and shuldik. It's ours, not yours. Eden came, they came. It belonged to Ganz Klal Yisrael. Le'nischalko Yerushalayim l'shvot. So Memele, here it says in the Pasuk, by Bote Yerechayme, it says, La'koina Oisoi. That by Bote Yerechayme, you have to have a koine, and you have to have a makne. Yerushalayim, there's no makne, and there's no koine. It's ours, it belongs to Ganz Klal Yisrael. There's no transaction whatsoever. So Ratois Rabbel Chono, as follows. He says, but L'chayre, that is applicable to the Karke. The Karke that the house is built on, so that belongs to Ganz Klal Yisrael. But L'chayre, the materials that the houses were made out of, the Eitzim Bavonim, if Reuven went and built a house in Yerushalayim, so the Eitzim Bavonim are his. Senechanami, the Eitzim Bavonim Atake is. But the Karke is not his. He's just selling raw materials without a Karke. Fine. That L'chayre could be sold. I mean, that's Zichar Azai. Ayid will come to Yerushalayim and tell Reuven, get out of the house. It's my house. I mean, Reuven will tell him, Anshuldik, the materials are mine. But Al Kaponim, the Karke belongs to Ganz Klal Yisrael. Frekt Rabbi Chanan, Amar de Kekashe. Frekt Rabbi Chanan, Rashi says, in Yerushalayim, Vim Yagia Yoivel, since it doesn't have a din of Bota Yerichayim, so what will be the din Vim Yagia Yoivel, Yaitse be Yoivel ke Bota Yerichatzerem. If there's no din Bota Yerichayim, so when it comes Yoivel, it will go back to the Meicher. Frekt Rabbi Chanan, we don't find a din Yoivel on the Taltalim, on materials. The whole din of chazore b'yoyvel is, if a person is a bailam and a karke, so memele, so the karke goes back in yoyvel, chutz from bote yorichayme. But over here, the karke, he can't sell. It belongs to Ganz Klal, only nischalko Yerushalayim lishvotim. Nischalko Yerushalayim lishvotim. So memele, the karke belongs to Ganz Klal Yisrael. But the materials are his. So if I sell materials, so it's chayze b'yayvel. That's metal. We don't find such a din of chazore b'yayvel. So Rabbi Chanan blives by Akash. I saw in the Chazaynish, in Masech Teshume, the Chazaynish, Erechaim, Simen Kuf Chavov, O Yisches, Chazaynish has a moira de gezar. He says, what is pshat? Le'nischalka Yisrael Shvatim. So we learn literally that it belongs to Ganz Klal Yisrael. Yerushalayim is not, wasn't Nischalik Lishvatim. So he says, but we see in the Psukim that the Yerushalayim belonged to Yehuda and Binyamin. And so what shot he brings a multitude of Psukim, such as Le'nischalka Yerushalayim Lishvatim. So it's a Chazayin Yishamayr Dikizach. So the Chazaynish, the Af Laman Da Oma Loinis Chalko, Hainu, Shenisha Schus Shimush L'chol Yisrael Bevoyim. That means that all the time, if this Chalke, the Chalek Yehuda, belongs to Shevet Yehuda. So Pshadis belongs to Shevet Yehuda, finished. It's the Karch is mine, the Schusei Dira are mine, the Schusei, it's mine. Mine means mine completely. Loi Nischalke Le Yisrael Le Shvotim means the Shvotim Taki got the Karke. But the Schusei Shimush of the Karke is Lemaise, is ganz klar Yisrael has Schusei Shimush in the Karke. Avo Mikol Mokim. Hu nach losam bikinyan haguf li Yehuda binyamin. Zegt der Chazaynish. That afilu yodlein is chalka Yisrael l'shvotim. So it means that the schus eishimush belongs to ganz klar Yisrael. But the etzim karka belongs to Yehuda binyamin. He says this afilu, that's less man the polik. The etzim karka belongs to Yehuda binyamin. No, the Yehuda, but Yehuda Binyamin don't have miyuchedik ischus eishimush, but it's mine. It's my karke. So dachsme, according to the Chazaynish, is dachsme very good Rashi. So lemaise, that's bati oich atzeirim. That means the karke is mine. What I have, I'll sell to someone else. It was my karke. I'll sell it now to someone from Shevet Yehuda possessed the karke. It's his karke. That means all the time, Bailis brings with it that it's mine and only I can use it, not you. So Bailis always brings with it that since I'm a Bailim, you can't use it. In Yerushalayim, it's not like that. Everyone can use it. The use of Yerushalayim is nimset everyone. That's Schusei Shimush. That's good. See, but who does it belong to? So the Chazanish says it belongs to Shevet Yehuda. So you have a Yid from Shevet Yehuda that has a karke. They say over, Rab Debriskerov said on Rab Chaim's house, he said, you can't say that our house was a Rishus HaRabim. It was much worse than a Rishus HaRabim. Rishus HaRabim also, you can't do whatever you want. In our house, whatever you wanted, you can do. Whatever anyone wanted. He brings down Mises. Once was a Mises, Rab Chaim was writing a Shtik Torah. Someone took the pen away from him and wrote on the wall, he wanted to make an advertisement, he's selling something, so he took the pen, he needed the pen now, he wrote on the wall, if someone needs it to buy some behemoths, he can come to this and this address. The Buskov writes himself, he was once sleeping in his bed, someone tapped him on the shoulder and shuldigt. I want to lay down now. It was a Hefkeres. It was a Hefkeres. Yerushalayim Mitzadechad was similar to that. Yerushalayim, Schusei Shimush, Schusei Dira, was, since it's your karke, since it's your bias, that means that I can't sleep here, I can sleep here. There was no concept of schiris. They came to be Oyla Regal, they didn't have to, I'm coming to Oyla Regal. He informed you, I'm coming for Yontif. They didn't have to ask Rishus, nothing. Al Koponim, but the Etzim house, so that means the bias, of the owner did not take away the schusei shimush from ganz klaisa, but he's a bailim. It was the Yerushalayim is bechelke sheyudim bechelke shel the Beis Midrash bechelke shel Binyamin. It is bechelkom. Fine. So if it is bechelkom, so dachsim is so I can sell what I have. I can sell just like someone in Shevet Reuven sells his karke. He's selling the karke. It's sold for 50 years. But it comes yovel, so it returns to the original bailim. So here the karke could be sold. This miyut, the miyut says that, the pasuk says, v'kom abayish, l'koina oisoi. So Rashi says, man, koina oisoi means it's completely yours. Completely yours, please. Man maknele. It's not completely the bailim's either. Kinyan means not anyone else. So there's no such thing in Yerushalayim. So Memele, so therefore, the whole concept of Botei Orichoyme is only, there's a Makne and a Koine Lachalutim. Since Gans Loinis Chalka Lashvotim means that Gans Klal Yisrael has Schusei Shimush Vedire, so it's not called a Koine, it's not called a But al kaponim, what he does possess in the karke, it's not only selling materials, the way Rabbi Chanan understood. He's selling the karke, he's selling the bias and the karke. And so that's like Botei HaChatzeirim. Let us go further. Ve'eina mevi'a egla rufa. It doesn't bring an egla rufa, Yerushalayim. Tersiv ki yimotzei cholo ba'adomo asher Hashem lekecha noisen l'cho l'rishto. It's l'cho l'rishto, and that would, again, l'cho l'rishto means it's completely yours. Yerushalayim lo nischalka l'shvotim. So Bemison here, the Kaiva Yeshua asks Akasha, let's be Elach. The Pasuk is speaking about where the mace was found. That the mace has to be found in a place that belongs to a Shevet. Fine. But what does that have to do to Yerushalayim? It doesn't say that the ear, HaKroive, has to be L'rishto. It says the mace was found in Amokim Adomash Asher Hashem Lekech Noisen L'cho L'rishto. That's where the mace was found. But it's, who's talking about the ear? So why can Yerushalayim bring an Egla Arufa? A mace was found next to Yerushalayim, and that next to Yerushalayim belongs to a Shevet. And why can Yerushalayim bring an Egla Arufa? So the Kaivi Yeshua says, so we see from Chazal, that Chazal understood that what it says, Asher Hashem Lekech Noisen L'cho L'rishto, is not only going on the Kiyimotzei Cholo Badomo, but it's also going later, two psukim later, God. It says, V'hoyo he'ir akroivo, so the ir akroivo also, Chazal knew that ir akroivo also has to be Asher Hashem Lekech Noisen L'cho L'rishto. Very interesting how Chazal knew this. About Kaponim, that's what the Kaivi Yeshua says. Ve'eino nasis ir anidachas. It cannot become an ir anidachas. Tersiv orecho. It's miyuchet to you. Mirishlaimo nischalka l'shvotim. So it's not miyuchet if everyone can be dorsham. Ve'eino metame b'negoyim. Tersiv anasati nego tzaras. Beveis eretz achuzaschem, your achuze, v'yishlaimu nischalka l'shvotem. Ve'ein moitzin bo zizin ugzustaroiz. You're not allowed to have zizin protruding from the house, and you're not allowed to have balconies protruding from the house. Mipnei oyolatume. U'mishum deloy litziku oyloy rigolem. Now let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi, Orecho mash meshato yedei lemi miyuchedesi. It's miyuched. Orech means it's miyuched. And if lein is chalka l'shvotim, it's miyuched anyone. Oyel atume. Shemo yehei kezayis min ameis mutol ba'oretz. Maybe there's a kezayis min ameis. Ba'gzus darois ma'ilois olov. Ba'al anoshim harbe. V'nimtzeis marbe es atume. So, let us just, I have a shikol ha'or on this Rashi. Rashi tells us what the problem of a gzuster is. That means you have people in Yerushalayim, it's a pachad. They kotchim, Yerushalayim, kotchim kalim necholim b'chole ears. You have people that had to make sure that they're toirim, they came into the Beis HaMikdash. And if there's a kezayis min ameis, and there's oiholim, there are gzusterois, which are mile, where people walk, you could have a gavaldik kilku. Fine. But if it's the lotion of Rashi is marich over here. Agzus terois, mahilois, olov, and the kezayis, al anoshim halbe, and a lot of people, the nimtzeis marbe satume, Rashi is marich, a lot of people, and marbe satume, why do you have to go into a lot of people, marbatume? It's a problem. If there's an oil, someone will become tummy. What does Rashi have to say? Anoshim harbe. So that's my pshat and Rashi is azoi. Because Rashi says, if you're going to be afraid, there's a kezayis min ameis in the... I mean, if you're afraid of that, how a kezayis min ameis gets where people walk face on it. But that's not my problem. There's a kezayis min ameis. I got news for you. A fellow without any gzusterois, a person walks over. We're talking about, no one knows about this kezayis min ameis.
There's no flashing lights around it. There's a gezeis from the mace. Beware. Then if there'd be a flashing light, so they wouldn't walk underneath the gzuster. They see there's a gezeis from the mace. Al kochach, no one knows about it. But Rashi got the kasha. So bal the gzuster meyoche. You have a gezeis from the mace, which people are unaware of. So every person who walks over the mace, is mile over the mace, becomes tummy. So what's your pikris? Oh, we won't make a gzustere. What did you accomplish when I'm making a gzustere? But if you're afraid of a kezais min a mace, so the fellow without a gzustere, people will become tummies. It's a trash, 100%. But a gzustere, you have wholesale tummy. You have one long balcony and a kezais min a mace, and you have hundreds of people walking around the balcony. This, you have to have a person who personally is mile over the mace. He walks over the kezais, he'll become tummy. But if you walk to the side of the kezais, you walk, so you won't become tummy. A gezustere is a large shetach, so all the people that they're in front of the kezayis, the back of the kezayis, they'll become tummy through the kezayis, like they gezustere. That's what Rashi says. Now, we have over here another reason. Livnei oyel atume, umishum deloy litziku oyler rigolim. Now, what is pshat in this? So, Dachsimir, it's, the Loilitziku is going about, what if we'll have a protrusion that's less than a tefach from the protrusion to the ground? So there's no ayul ameis. So fine. So gebaldik. So if I, I'll make protrusions lower than a tefach, they won't be mild. So the Gemara says the Loilitziku, but al kaponim, if you make these low protrusions, there's another problem. There's a problem that people will be walking. You walk at night also, and there's no big street lights there, and there's something sticking out of the house, and it's dangerous. So I heard Abseshas. Why say Oile Rigolim? How does Oile Rigolim? Litziku Oile Rigolim. So Lechayre, it could be. That means if a person. If a person has protrusions out of his house, so Mistama, the Anshe here know about it. You know, if there's, you shouldn't walk close to his house. You know, by day, you see it, everything, you're acquainted. His house, there is a protrusion that's sticking out. So when I walk around it, I make sure not to stumble over it. But the Oile Rigolim are not acquainted with his house where he has Zizim, where he doesn't have Zizim. So the Oile Rigolim could be Genizdik. I mean, the Anshei Ha'ir could be, there wouldn't be a problem. And Agavurcha, others say pshat, that the din is, you're not allowed to be Moitzi Zizim Lushus Harabim. And guns all over, not up in Yerushalayim. But here pshat is Afilu Tainis L'Seich Shaloi. Afilu, it's not jutting out into the Rishus Harabim. It's in his own property. Because if you hold Lenis Chalke, Yerushalayim L'Shvotim, there's no things, his own property. You have people coming in, they're coming into the Chotzer, they're coming into, and they're not acquainted how the house was built and situated, so they could be Genizik. So that's why it could be, it says, Leilitziku Oile Rigolim, we speak about the Oile Rigolim who are not acquainted how they, where there are Zizim, where there's not Zizim. And we're talking about lo zizim, which is no chash of tumah, but is a chash of hezek. Bein oisin bo ashposois mishum shkotza. Not like to make a garbage dump, mishum shkotza. Zitrashi, mishum shkotzim, dalkom ligodel ba'ashpe. We're talking about the shmeine shkotzim, and they thrive in a ashpe, in a garbage. Umarbim tume. So it'll come out if you'll have a garbage dump. So you have every garbage dump, it's Moshech Shrotzim. So you are being marbim tume. Lefi shemaisim sham. Because they'll die there. I mean, Asher, it's, doesn't have a riches sham and vishonim of shivim shone. So Mamele is going to die there. The nim says marbim satume. It's marbim satume. Now, Ladavoni, I don't understand Rashi. You have a garbage dump, and you have a whole bunch of shrotzim that come to this garbage dump. and they died there. Fine, that's good. So you have, besides a garbage dump, you have a base of kvaris for shrotzim. Fine. So what happens later? Metamim ha-kotshim shebir Yerushalayim. How does these dead shrotzim get a hold of the kotshim in Yerushalayim? Metamim es ha-kotshim shebir Yerushalayim. How does these dead shrotzim get to the kotshim in Yerushalayim? They're dead in the garbage dump. How do they get to the kotshim in Yerushalayim? Based on it. We'll come later with a different Torah. We'll see soon. Bein oisin ba kiv shoynes mishum kutra. Kutra, what is kutra? Osham. Shemashchir es hachayma. The kutra, there was smoke. You'll have kiv shoynes of the smoke. And that darkens the chayma. Gnayu. I hear on the side, it says, Uboinon ir klilas yoifi. Yerushalayim had to have a physical beauty. So if you have dirty walls from the smoke, that's not klilas yoifi. Vein oisim bo ganois upardesim, mishum sirche. Now what's the sirche? Sutrashi sirchein, asabim roim agdelim sham yeva garden, and you have asabim roim, which are growing in this garden. It says on the side, v'tolshin, so you tear them out, v'zorkan b'chutz, and you throw them out. So what's the sirchin? From what I can understand, the Miri says you have leaves that fall down. It's also a sirchin. Where's the sirchin? Could be when it rains and they get wet, it gets moldy, could be, that's called the sirchein, that gives out, it's a mold. Or you fertilize the fields, the gardens, the yesh sirchein, that is also a sirchein. That is not for Yerushalayim. Mishum kotshim. You're not allowed to be megadol tanegoylim. What's the type of mishum kotshim? So Rashi says, shetanegoylim menakrim ba'ashpe. They have a tendency to go and be menakir in an ashpe, to nibble in an ashpe. Meivim besar shrotzim meisim befiyem. Ometam memes ha-kadosh. So they have in their mouths basar sheretz is metame kadosha, like the size of a lentil, which is not too big. They can have in their mouths a basar of a sheretz, and they have free access. They go to the garbage, and then they go to the houses, and there was kotchim eating the houses, and there they could be metame the kotchim. Here we have already a vehicle that brings the tumah. That's he says, "In megadlam es hatan negoilam." But the mafoshim ask a kashe, "Merdik a kashe? Why aren't you megadlam tan negoilam? Shatan negoilam menakrim ba'ashpe viim besar shrotzim befiim." We just said before there's no ashposes in Yerushalayim, so where are they going to go to? They come to the go to chutz Yerushalayim. Then they come back. They didn't have such a remedy. So it's a merdik a zach. It's a merdik a kashe. So others say, we have to really understand the Teretz, that what it says, in Oysin Ashposais means, Ashposais Ha'asuyais Liskayim. That means a kavuadik, a garbage dump, you're not allowed to make in Yerushalayim. Avol Ha'asuyai Lihiponais, but a temporary garbage dump, Pshita de Mekayman. I mean, what did everyone do? Everyone had garbage. What did they do with it? Could be the garbage man came Monday and Thursday, Al Capone, but there was garbage in between. I mean, they had to get rid of the garbage. So, I mean, the garbage, they didn't, when they had garbage, they didn't throw it into the Hudson River every time. I mean, there was temporary garbage dumps that everyone had. It's very interesting. I mean, if we're talking about a temporary garbage dump, so the chash is a very interesting chash. So you have shrotzim that come there and they die there, and the town is going to get a chelik of the sheretz. And you have to know how long this temporary garbage dump stayed there. That were afraid that the Shvatzim died and the Tarnagol took it, and Al Kaponim, this is a Ha'ore that is it. Ve'ein megadlem bot yifushim kotsh, ve'melina bo yasameis, and you're not mailing us a mace, Gemara. This is a Gemara. But say to see be a danger, but ain't time to double. Why you're not permitted to be mailing a mace in Yerushalayim? But ain't a mevia eglaru, for let's see Taisvis. Yerushalayim does not bring an eglaru. This is what the Gemara said, because by eglaru, you need, it should be a dama, Asher Hashem Akech Anoysen Lecha L'Rishto. Rishto would seem means complete bailus. And since Ein Yerushalayim Mischalka L'Shvotim, so it's not L'Rishto. Ve'im Toima, Fractosis, why does the Gemara have to say, because of this reason, Taipik Loim Bishum De'islam L'Meizel Bosarubed Alme, Kedama B'lo Yachpe. Now, let us just explain what Tosfos Kasha is. There's a Gemara in Lo Yachpe that says as follows, Roiv v'korev hilchen achar haroiv. That means we have, the Torah gave us guidelines of anhoge. What do you do if you have a suffix on something and you don't know where this thing came from? So we have, let's say, a birr of roiv. Let's talk about a practical case. I have here 10 stores that are selling meat. And 9 of the stores are kosher stores. 1 store is a treif store. I find a piece of meat in the street. So I'm allowed to eat the meat because I have a birr of roiv. And I have 9 stodim, it's kosher meat. And I have 1 sad, it's treif meat. Achas mechers basen nevela, it's nevela. I'm allowed to eat the meat. I can rely on the birr of life. What if you have the meat was found closer to the treifa store? So korev is also a birr. And the birr of korev we learn out from eglarufataka, he ir akreiva. The reason why the ir akreiva brings an egla, because I assume that the Ritzeich came from that ear. So that is why the ear HaKroiva brings an egg larufa. So you have a birr of Korev. So now the Gemara says in Baba Basra, you have 10 stores, 9 sell kosher meat, 1 sells treif in the meat, the vela, and I find the meat closer to the treif store. And I have a birr of Korev. I have a birr of Korev that it's treif, a birr of Roiv that it's kosher. So the Gemara says, Roiv v'korev hilchen achar haroiv. That the birr of roiv is stronger than the birr of korev. Fine. Take the Gemara, oh, that's going to create a merdeka problem. What's the problem? The problem is that the Torah says that if you find a mace, you measure which city is closest to the mace, oh, the Ritzeich came from there. Like the Gemara, but there's other cities also. There's other cities in the city next to it. This city has a population of 2,000 Yidden and 2,000 people. The city next to it is further away, Takya, has a population of 5,000 people. So Memela, I'm clearing, where did the Reitzeich come from? Did he come from the city? So Reiv tells me he came from the bigger city. I have 5,000 chances he came from the bigger city. 2,000 chances he came from this city. So Mameli Yigobasa, right? Korev tells me he came from the closest city. Like the Gemara, so why do you go Basa Korev? You should go Basa right. So the Gemara says, no, the Pasik is speaking about all the cities around it have 2,000 people. You have 5 cities with 2,000 people each, and it's Korev to this one. This city brings it. Frag the Gemara of Bernazel Basaru Bedalma. Good, and the next to the city. But there's a whole world. There's a world that has cities with Zicha with a greater population. So let us say that it came from there. So the Gemara, you're right. The Pasuk is speaking about Yeshevis Bein Ahorim. It's speaking about a city that's a secluded city, and the people from the world do not come to the city. So Mamela, they're out of the question. They don't come here. So Mamela, so we just have over here this city that's Yesheves Bein Ohorim, and then maybe have another city next to it. Also has 2,000 people. Yeah, the Korah brings, but it's no problem. You have Korah. That's what the Gemara says. Fine. Now, our Gemara says Yerushalayim does not bring a negel arufa because of a cheshbon l'nischalka l'shvotim. Fractaisus, v'imtayma ma'iriyem v'shum v'nischalka, taipulayim v'shum dison l'meizel bosa rubed alma. You have to assume that the reitzeich came from rubed alma. Kedama b'lo yachpe. Va'af al gav doma hosam de b'yeshevis b'ayna horim le'ezrinim bosa rubim. V'yerushalayim horim soviv lo safakert. Yerushalayim is an ideal city that you don't have rubed alma. It's like toys, but it's a toys. Mikol Mokim, Hoyu Yisrael Nichnosim V'yoytzin Lo Lalois L'Regel. That Bashas Tevoi L'Regel. So who was in Yerushalayim? Who was packed from Gans Klal Yisrael. So let's say Bashas Tevoi L'Regel. So now I find a mace close to Yerushalayim. The Reitzeach came from Yerushalayim. Now let me ask you, was the Reitzeach a Yerushalayim Dikir? Or was he from some other place in Eretz Yisrael? Well, I'll tell you, if you look at the population of Yerushalayim Gufe, so there's more people in Yerushalayim, B'shas Aliyas Regel, that are not B'nai Yerushalayim, they're from Gantz Eretz Yisrael. So Rav tells me, the Ritzach does not come from Yerushalayim, why is Yerushalayim being an Egla Rufe? That's B'shas Toyla Regel. Yerushalayim was a very busy city. During the year, Yidden came, thousands of Yidden to be makabed in the Dorim and the Dovis. And so the population in Yerushalayim at all times was more lav b'nei Yerushalayim. So why should the city bring? It's korav to Yerushalayim. But rov of the people that could have killed this person are not Yerushalmis. And then Taisa says, "V'gamu misoylam ayiboyim lo l'schayre shekru yerechel asami." It was a business metropolis. People came from the goyim came. Yerechel asami. This was the business place of all the nations. They came to Eretz Yisrael. So Yerushalayim had such a. You had Yerushalmis in Yerushalayim. Every other person was. He was a goy, a Chinaman, whatever they were. They came from all over the world to Yerushalayim. V'rechtach Taisvus. Why do you have to say alam this? That you don't bring agla rufe. That you don't bring Egla, Yerushalayim doesn't bring Egla Rufa because on Yischalka Lishvotim, which is Hamachloik is, you can't bring from Yerushalayim, because in Yerushalayim I have a Rav that is saying that the Reitzeich is not a Yerushalmi, he's not from Yerushalayim. So Taisa says two terutz. Terutz number one, Taisa says, the Mikol Mokem HaYisham Mekoymesh Loye Mitzuyim Kim Yosh VeYerushalayim Levadam. Yeah, there was there's areas in Yerushalayim near the Bayis, Rechel Sa'amim, there was a Times Square and Ados. Fine. That place that was flooded with everyone and anyone. But there were other areas in Yerushalayim that if you looked at the population in these areas, there was Shchunis in Yerushalayim that was only Yerushalmis lived there. It was not the Rechel Sa'amim over there. They didn't come there for the Beis HaMikdash. There were secluded areas. Now I'll find a mace korev to that area. So in this area there's no rov. It's because the people who came to Yerushalayim used different shchunas. This shchuna was meyuchet anshe Yerushalayim. So korev tells me that the Ritzayach came from here. And so that's in the posik. That when Yischalka l'shvotim, inami b'mei cheskiyah, shekol Yisrael oyu b'Yerushalayim lehoyu boim l'schayt. So Taisa says, Amor dikezach, Taisa says, b'mei cheskiyah, everyone lived in Yerushalayim. Everyone was Yerushalmi. So Rabbi Chanan asks the kasha, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, that b'tkufas cheskiyah, that b'don ad b'er sheva, you couldn't find tinik v'tenoikis, the one boki yitum v'tare. So it says it seems midon ad b'er sheva, the people were living. No one lived in Yerushalayim. Not everyone was living in Yerushalayim. So the second teretz, he doesn't understand. Ve'ein metame b'negoyim d'rsi v'achuzaschem. We hear that it's not metame b'negoyim, because the pasuk b'negoyim says achuzaschem, Yerushalayim loy nischalka lishvotim. Now, perhaps to appreciate a little better But Tosfos wants to ask. I think Rabbi Yehuda holds Nischalka Leshvotim. Nischalka Leshvotim. It was Yerushalayim for Bemis. Yerushalayim belongs to Shevet Yehuda, Shevet Binyamin. And therefore, you have to pay Schiris of Yehuda Regal. But Rabbi Yehuda holds that we'll see the Mokim HaMikdosh was sold to Gans Klal Yisrael. That means even though originally it was given to Yehuda Binyamin, but it was sold to Gans Klal Yisrael, and they got in return Doishno Shal Yerichai. So Bekitza, I'll ask you now on the Mokim HaMikdosh, who does it belong to? It belongs to Gans Klal Yisrael, because it was sold to Gans Klal Yisrael. Who did it originally belong to? Originally belonged to the Shevet Yehuda and Shevet Binyamin, but was sold to Klal Yisrael. So now, first Tosfos wants to teach us terminology. Agamara says, there's no negoyim because lo nischalka l'shvotim. It doesn't belong, it's not achuzaschem. It belongs to Gans Klal Yisrael. So l'chayre, Tosfos says, perhaps I can learn shat because it was sold to Klal Yisrael. Not necessarily it never belonged to the Shvotim. So Tosfos says, no, that's not the taich. Nischalka l'shvotim means it never belonged to a private shevet. It always belonged to Gans Klal Yisrael. Ein l'forsh nischalka. Nischalka l'shvotim does not mean it was nischalka. Ela shenosnu doishno shayarichay tachter ulefikachay metamei. The perikama, the yuma mashma, the man, the yomba, loy nischalka means loy nischalka mamish. Nischalka means the shvotim never had a personal ownership in Yerushalayim. The intaima, factaisis, I bazoi, that's, I mean, no, like, sa'ad is the gemara, no, the loy nischalka mamish. Sa'ad, you know, pshat, in this barai said that they hold loy nischalka mamish. Dil mesava nischalka, maybe this time also holds nischalka. Ela shenosnu doishnu shayirichay tachter, kemoy l'Rabbi Yehuda. The Omar nischalka, umetame. Rabbi Yehuda holds that Yerushalayim is nischalka l'shvotim. Rabbi Yehuda holds Yerushalayim is metame b'negoyim. A Beis HaMikdash atzma ain't metame. But a Beis HaMikdash is not metame. Ava gav de nischalik. Ela mishum shenosnu doishnu shayirichay tachter, t'yomar osam. That means as follows. That means that Rabbi Yehuda says that the Beis HaMikdash is not Matama B'negoim, because it was purchased by Gans Klal Yisrael. So now it's not Eretz Achuz Aschem. So Frek Tosfos, that's Rabbi Yehuda. So Frek Tosfos, maybe the Chachamim also agree with him, that it was Nischalka L'Shvotim, but they hold that the whole Yerushalayim was purchased from the Shvotim. Rabbi Yehuda holds only the Beis HaMikdash was purchased. Maybe they hold that the whole Yerushalayim was purchased because of Doishno Shei Yerichai. So maybe how does Agamor to say that this son holds Loi Nischalka L'Shvot? Maybe it was Nischalka L'Shvot and it was purchased from Gans Klal Yisrael. V'yashleima, the Beis HaMikdash Sfor, Afo Gav Ben Nischalik. Even the Beis HaMikdash, Rabbi Yehuda is the Sfor, even though the Chatchila, the mocking was given to Shevet Yud and Shevet Binyonik. The Chazal v'Kanei Yosef, but there is a svare that Gans Klal Yisrael purchased it back. Kedei Shei L'Chol Yisrael Chelek Boi. This is the Mokim HaMikdash, Mokim HaKapore, Mokim Hashchos Hashchina. So Gans Klal Yisrael wanted to have a bailus in the Mokim HaMikdash. Avo Yerushalayim, im Mitchila Nischalek. If I will say Mitchila Nischalek, Lama Yechayzim v'Kanei Yosef. There's no reason to say that they bought it back. So, if here it says, that's not Matama bin Negoim, so Mestama, he holds Lein Eschalka Lishvot. Zot to Gemara Vaita, Ein Megadlim Chazerim B'chol Mokim. We hear in the Mishnah, one is not permitted to be Megadl Chazerim. Tona Rabon. Amor Dike Maise, Kshetzoru Beis Chashmeinoi Zel Ze. The Beis Chashmeinoi, they were the Chashmonoim originated from Gedolei Olam, Atashyahu Bonov, they were Loichem with Mesiras Nefesh, and they took over the Malchus. After they conquered the Yevonim, they took over the Malchus. There's a Mordek Ramban in Parshas Vayechi. The Ramban says that in Emerson they were Chasidim and Tzadikei Olam. Lemaise, the whole Mishpoch eventually got wiped out. And the Ramban says, They were nenash. And what was the oynish? And these tzaddikim mechassinim, they were over al tzavos hazoken. Yaakov Avinu said, lo yosu shevet me Yehuda. Malchus belongs to Yehuda. That what they took the malchus for themselves was an avle, and that's why eventually they were wiped out completely. So in the later generations, before they were wiped out, there were between the, in the mishpacha, they were fighting one with the other who should al-dvar ha-meluche. So kshetzoru beis chashminoi zelze. So the mishpachas of the chashmona were fighting one with another. Ho yehukenes mi bifnim, var ristubles mi bachutz. They were different chalokim of the mishpachas chashminoi, and the mishpachas hukenes was in Yerushalayim, and the mishpachas aristubles was surrounding Yerushalayim. They were besieging Yerushalayim. And you couldn't go out. You couldn't go out. It was... Now, so they had a problem. How do you get kabonis? You needed to meet them. They couldn't. B'chol yoyim ha'yim mishalshim lem b'kupe dinrim. So, the Yidin in Yerushalayim, they stood on the choyme, and they sent down dinrim to purchase tloim for the tomit. V'yimalim lem t'midim. And they were mala t'midim. Hayesham zokin echot shayemaker b'chokmas yevonis. Now, hashlek lechem aiser. Inside Yerushalayim, there was someone, a zokin echot, who was with the other side. He was with the aristobulus. Now, he wanted to give them a message. He said, listen, you're going to give them t'loim for t'midim, you'll never conquer them. You have to stop giving them the t'midim. Their whole schus hakim is because of the t'midim. You have to stop giving them t'midim. Now, the shaila is, how did he get in touch with the outsiders? He was an insider. So it was makir chokhmas yevonis. What's the title chokhmas yevonis? Chokhmas yevonis was a chokhman that one was able to speak about parav zachin, but if you were, they were able to be merames other inyonim. It was a chokhme. It was a chokhme. So this zokin was talking to the people outside, and but the words that he was saying sounded like very innocent words, but they got the message that don't send back any t'midim inside, because kozman inside their makrif t'midim, you won't be able to conquer them. No, they got the message outside. So they were smart already. They didn't put a tle. They put in a chazir. When the chazir came on top of the chayme had an oivi, came to chazi ha-chayme, noat tziporov b'chayme, so it stuck its Tziponayim in the Chayme, v'nizdaza Eretz Yisroel alba meis parsa al alba meis parsa. And the whole Eretz Yisroel trembled. Zot Rashi, hoye mishalshim oisam shebefnim meridim al Chayme dinrim metrumas alishke bekupe loishin shebechutz liknais temidim. I saw in Ben Yoyoda, and perhaps I'd like to be moisiv in what he says. The Ben Yoyoda says, Noat tziponov b'choyme. So the Ben Yoyoda says, a chazer has one cementare and one cementume. The tziponayim, that's a cementare. Shezeh cementare shaloi, lachein noat tziponov b'choyme laharei cementare shaloi. Wanted to show his cementare. I have a cementare. That's what he says. I would like to be moisif. Perhaps we can say a psadova omoik on what the Ben Yehuda says. Zamirdiki Gemara in Yume. The Gemara in Yume explains the difference between the Bayis Rishon and the Bayis Sheni. The Gemara says, Toivo tzipolnon shel rishoinim mikreison shel achroinim. That the nails of the first Beis HaMikdash are more choshev than the stomachs of the second Beis HaMikdash. That's a Loshna Gemara. Very difficult Gemara. So the Goyin says, Amir de Kipshat. He says, it was Amir de Kechilik between the Bayis Rishin and the Bayis Sheini. The Bayis Rishin, they did Averis Chamuris, Abidazor Gilais, Shvichas Domin. Was only superficial. It was Amir de Kegiri Hayetzer, the Pnimius Lavovim, they were Maminim and Bale Betochen. The Yesaidis Amunim Betochen, they were Amir de Kbeg. They had Amir de Kegiri Hayetzer, and they couldn't help themselves, so they were Nichshel and Shalosh Averis. By the Bayis Sheini, it was Ben Hapachel. Yoiskim, Betoirek, Vilis Chasodim, Mibachutz, they looked Moiradik. But Mibifnim, the Pnimius Lavovam, there was something missing there. They were missing Emunim Bitochen, and that's Pshat, that was, there was Sinas Chinam Binayim. Because the Taitch of Sinas Chinam is, he did it, it's him. It's not the Rabbi Nishalom, it's him. So Memele, so they were not Maminim, they had a whole different concept already. They were missing Emunim Bitochen. The Goyin says, Amor de Kazach Pshat Nechumish, Der Tapucha is Heimo, Bonim Loi Eimun Bom. So the Goyin says, these are speaking about the two button. Rabbi Yisrish and Der Tapuchesh, you looked at their hearts, beautiful. Bali Amunah, Bali Betochen. You looked at their actions, Shreklech, Abi Dezor Gilais. But the actions was the opposite of what their pnim was. By Rabbi Yisheni, Bonim Loi Eimun Bom. There was no Amunah. There's no emune by Yesheni. So the goyim, toivo tziponon shel rishonim. The tzipoirin is a simen tume, and the maligair is a simen tume. By the rishonim, you saw the simen tume mi bachutz. Tziponim, you saw, they weren't mafris parsa, you saw mi bachutz the simen tume. It was only mi bachutz. Mi kreison shel achroinim. By the achroinim, mi bachutz, it was gewaldig. Oiskim beteir, milis chasodim. But the keres, the bifnim, that was there it was missing. So it could be, the chazer was noat ziponov. He says, look, I have a simen tare. That's you. You're talking about the Bayis Sheini. That's you. That's what you are. You're also the same thing. You saw your simen tare mibachutz. Mibachutz, you're oiskim beter milos chasodim. But, and this is ketreisel teretz yisoyel, that it was, he gave a meridic message, that was done, there was zikha that also seen as chine b'neim, that they were fighting one with the other, that the chashmei noim. So it could be, that's why he wanted to show his simen tare. He wanted to show them that you're the same.